Welcome to Zichron Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Mod Katan, Daf Yod Ches, the third parak, the El Magalchin. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kamen Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, Rav Shem Bar Abba said that he was once standing before Rabbi Yochanan in the base of Midrash on Chol Hamoed, and he cut his nails with his teeth and threw them aside. We come from this that it's permitted to cut nails on Chol Hamoed, and the biting nails is not repulsive, and that it's permitted to throw the cuttings into a public area. The Gemara asks if this is so, for it was taught in a brisa, Shlosh Devarim Nemru B'Tzafarnayim. Three things were said in respect to nails, a kovran tzadik, sorfan chassid, zorkan rasha. One who buries them is a tzadik, one who burns them is a chassid, and one who throws them into a public area is a rasha. The reason for not throwing them into a public area is, Shema tabar olen isha ubara v'tapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them at miscarry. The Ran explains that her disgust at seeing them might affect her physically, causing her to miscarry. Alternatively, they might cause miscarriage supernaturally. The Gemara answers that in Rabbi Yochanan's case, women do not come to the Beis Hamikdash, and even if they are swept into a public area, once they change locations, they're no longer harmful. Point number two, Shmuel said, Mutter aris isha b'chol shemod shem yikadmenu acher. It's mutter for one to betroth a woman on Chol Hamoed, lest another man preempts him and becomes engaged to her. The Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this, for if you'd have said in the name of Shmuel, b'chol yom yom basko yotzes v'omeres, bas poni lo poni. Every day a basko goes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so, sad the poni lo poni. The field of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. Now, if a woman is destined for a certain man, how can another man come and marry her? The Gemara answers that Shmuel means, Shemi kadmenu acherim barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. The following incident is brought to illustrate this. Rava once heard a man davening that she'd be able to marry a certain woman, and he told him not to daven for this. If she's destined for him, he'll marry, and if not, his prayer will not be answered, and he'll deny Hashem. Rashi explains that he'll conclude that tefillah is not effective. Rava later heard the man daven that either he should die before she gets married, so he shouldn't see her married to another, or that she should die before him, so he should not see her marry. Rava rebuked him for his tefillah. And pointing with him, Rav said in the name of Rabbi Reuben ben Itzruvili, and some say it was taught in a brisa, Eina adam nechsha bedavre elim ken oseu. A person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. The Gemara will clarify that this is referring to a rumor that is going around town. Vimu asakua asamiksaso, and if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. Vimu asamiksaso, hir bolibo lasoso, and if he has not done a part of it, he has thought of doing it. Vimu hir bolibo lasoso, ra acherim sha'asu v'sameach, and if he had not thought to do so, he's seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Shem Bar Abba said that he was once standing before Rabbi Yochanan in the Beis Hamikdash on Chol Hamoed, and he cut his nails with his teeth and threw them aside. We can learn from this that it's permitted to cut nails on Chol Hamoed, and that biting nails is not repulsive, and that's permitted to throw the cuttings into a public area. The Gemara asks, if this is so, for it was taught in a brisa, Shlosh Devarim Nemru B'Tzafarnayim, three things were said in respect to nails, HaKovran Tzadik, Sorfan Chassid, Zorkan Rasha. One who bites them is a tzaddik, one who burns them is a chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a rasha. The reason for not throwing them into a public area is, Shema tabar olen isha ubara v'tapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. The Ran explains that her disgust at seeing them might affect her physically, causing her to miscarry. Alternatively, they might cause a miscarriage supernaturally. In Rabbi Yochanan's case, women do not come to the base of Midrash, and even if they were swept into a public area, once they change locations, they're no longer harmful. Point number two, Shmuel said, Mutter aris isha b'chol shemoed shem yikadmenu acher. It's mutter for one to betroth a woman chol hamoed, lest another man preempts him and becomes engaged to her. The Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this, for if you'd have said in the name of Shmuel, b'chol yom yom basko yotzes v'omeres bas poni lo poni. Every day, a basko goes out and says, the dar of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so, sad the poni lo poni, and the field of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. Now, if a woman is destined for a certain man, how can another man come marry her? The Gemara answers that Shmuel means, Shem yikadmenu acher berachmim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. The following incident is brought to illustrate this. Rava once heard a man davening they should be able to marry a certain woman, and he told him not to daven for this. If she's destined for him, he will marry, and if not, his prayer will not be answered, and he'll come to deny Hashem. Rashi explains that he'll conclude that tefillah is not effective. Rava later heard the man daven that either he should die before she gets married, so he shouldn't see her married to another, or that she should die before him, so he shouldn't see her marry. Rava rebuked him for his tefillah. And point number three, Rav said in the name of Rabbi Reuben ben Itzruvili, and some say that it was taught in a brisa, Ein adam nechsha b'davre elin ken oseu. A person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. The Gemara will clarify that this is referring to a rumor that is going around town. Vimu asa kula asa miksaso. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. Vimu asa miksaso hira brolibo lasoso. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. Vimu hira brolibo lasoso rachem sha'asu v'samech. And if he had not thought to do so, he's seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Siman is a chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches al chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chassan was a different day. Once again, in slow motion. The man biting his nails at the chuppah, that must be more daf yud ches. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, shloshi dvarim nemru b'tzafanayim, three things were said in respect to nails, a kovran tzadik, sorfan chassid, zorkan rasha. One who buries them is a tzadik, one who burns them is a chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a rasha. And the Gemara explains that the reason for not throwing them into a public area is shema tavara alehen isha ubara betapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mutter arsi isha b'chol shemoed, shemi kadmenu achir. It's mutter for one to betroth the woman on Chol HaMoed, lest another man preempt him and becomes engaged to her. And the Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this. But Rav Yudah said, in the name of Shmuel b'chol yom b'yom, bas kol yotzev zol meres, bas poni go poni. Every day, a bas kol goes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. So if a woman is destined for a certain man, how could another man come and marry? And the Gemara answers that Shmuel means, shemi kadmenu achir barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. And the Gemara brings an incident to illustrate this. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chassan was a different day. Which reminds us, it was said, a person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. And the Gemara clarified this, referring to a rumor going around town. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. And if he had not thought of doing so, he had seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule. So once again, the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chassan was a different day. All right, so this concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.